Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be along with you here on your favorite local radio station.
That's right, Mike. And we've got a lot of good things. Let's kick it off with telling you about Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Counting down the days now to the Cowboy Mardi Gras, it's the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. The actual sale dates are May 15th through the 18th, but of course they've got other events going on too. And they've got Tiger Lily, Tanner Laws, and Gary Allen in live concerts coming up there as well. If you want information about the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, and horse races start May 3rd, you can go to buckinghorsesale.com.
Let's kick it off with a piece called Did God Create Lawns? God has a garden plan, and it does not include green rectangles. Mike, you want to play God on this one?
I don't think I've ever been asked that before.
Okay.
All right. St. Francis, you know all about gardens and nature. What in the world is going on down there in the United States? What happened to the dandelion, the violet, the thistle, and stuff that I started eons ago? I had a perfect, no-maintenance garden plan. Those plants grow in any type of soil. They withstand drought, and they multiply with abandon. The nectar from the long-lasting blossoms attracts butterflies, honeybees, and flocks of songbirds. I expected to see a vast garden of colors by now, but all I see are these green rectangles.
It's the tribes that settled there, Lord, the suburbanites. They started calling your flowers weeds and went to great lengths to kill them and replace them with grass.
Grass? But it's so boring. It's not colorful. It doesn't attract butterflies, birds, and bees. Only grubs and sod worms. It's temperamental with temperatures. Do these suburbanites really want all that grass growing there?
Apparently so, Lord. They go to great pains to grow it and keep it green. They begin each spring by fertilizing grass and poisoning any other plant that crops up in the lawn.
The spring rains and warm weather probably make grass grow really fast. That must make the suburbanites happy.
Apparently not, Lord. As soon as it grows a little, they cut it. Sometimes twice a week.
They cut it? Do they then bale it like hay?
Not exactly, Lord. Most of them rake it up and put it in bags.
They bag it? Why? Is it a cash crop? Do they sell it?
No, sir. Just the opposite. They pay to throw it away.
Now, let me get this straight. They fertilize the grass so it will grow. And when it grows, they cut it off and they pay to throw it away.
Yes, sir.
These suburbanites must be relieved in the summer when we cut back on the rain and turn up the heat. That surely slows the growth and saves them a lot of work.
You aren't going to believe this, Lord. When the grass stops growing so fast, they drag out hoses and pay more money to water it so they can continue to mow it and pay to get rid of it.
What nonsense. At least they kept some of the trees. That was a sheer stroke of genius, if I do say so myself. The trees grow leaves in the spring and provide beauty and shade in the summer. In the autumn, they fall to the ground and form a natural blanket to keep moisture in the soil and protect the trees and the bushes. Plus, as they rot, the leaves form compost to enhance the soil. It's just a natural cycle of life.
You'd better sit down, Lord. The suburbanites have drawn a new circle. As soon as the leaves fall, they rake them into great piles and pay to have them hauled away.
No. What do they do to protect the shrub and the tree roots in the winter and to keep the soil moist and loose?
After throwing away the leaves, they go out and buy something which they call mulch. They haul it home and spread it around in place of the leaves.
And where do they get this mulch?
They cut down trees and grind them up to make the mulch.
Enough. I don't want to think about this anymore. St. Catherine, you're in charge of the arts. What movie have you scheduled for us tonight?
St. Catherine responds, Dumb and Dumber, Lord. It's a real stupid movie about...
Never mind. I think I just heard the whole story from St. Francis. Before we leave you for today, we want to give you an invitation to the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering at Old West Days, April 24th through the 27th, right here in Valentine, Nebraska. Performers like Floyd Beard, Brooke Turner, Lindy Simmons, Dave Stamey, and more. Some featured entertainment, and there's lots of free poetry and music sessions along with a Western art and trade show. Check it out at oldwestdays.net and keep listening to the good stuff.